Name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. These words should send a chill up the back of your spine. Not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. What does it mean saying, you acknowledge with your lips that Jesus is Lord, but you don't acknowledge it with your actions? That's what our Lord is talking about. For he said about them, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? Did we not drive out demons in your name? Did we not do mighty deeds in your name? Now that sends a chill up my spine, because that's pretty much what I do every day. Not that I prophesy, but, in the foretelling of the future, but, talk about God's words. Drive out demons. What do you think a blessing is? And do mighty deeds, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. I do all of these things, but that doesn't mean that I get into heaven. Not necessarily. Then I will declare to them solemnly, I never knew you. Depart from me, you evildoers. So it's not enough to just say I am a Christian. You have to be a Christian. It's not enough just to know the words of Jesus, but you have to put them into practice in your life. And that's what he's talking about when he says building your house upon a solid foundation. Whenever I read this, I think of the people in the Midwest who repeatedly build their houses on floodplains by the Mississippi River. You'd think they'd learn after the fifth or sixth time and go build it up on a hill. But they don't. They build it on the floodplain, the flood comes along, and the house is gone. That's why you build on a foundation, so that your house doesn't get thrown away. Similarly, if you simply give lip service to God, you're building your house upon sand, and when the flood, which is death, comes along, you will be utterly destroyed. However, if you build your house upon the rock of good deeds done in the person of Christ, with his grace, because remember, he does the heavy lifting, we don't, but we cooperate with him, then you will be able to endure the floods of death and the other little tragedies that come with life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.